Truly, we are having a lot of partnerships. They've been helping us, one in the area of youth and sports development, in the area of trade, in the area of beautification of the city. KNUSC developed a proposal on how we can beautify the city by greening the city along the main road that is from KNUSC to that of Asafo. So it was throughout the discussion that we had with them and the proposal that came that we just added a top-up letter to their proposal and forwarded it to NIB for sponsorship. And NIB absorbed all the budget that was presented to us. So our simple business here is to present them the check to enable KNUSC to actualize what is on the drawing board.
For his part, the Vice Chancellor of KNUSD, Professor Kwesi Obiridanso, said the university is ready to support the KMA to achieve its goal of restoring Kumasi to its past glory and therefore called for increased partnership in the execution of the Assembly's mandate.
We promise that though the money in terms of the work on the ground is not what may stretch the length of the project that we've envisaged, we hope that we can go beyond the planned area that we have to cover. And with the resources available to us, the expertise that is also available on the campus, we'll do more than what has been presented. And hopefully in the next 2 years, we hope to be able to green most of our city and bring it up to the old adage of the garden city of Kumasi.
The consultants of the Odium Asafo Interchange Median Beautification Project, Professor Ben Bamful of the Department of Horticulture of KNUSD, sheds light on the project.
It's basically with the median from Odium Runabout up to Asafo Interchange. Once we've been able to establish that, we hope that we will submit another proposal to KMA for funding to also green the shoulders of this same ceremonial road. After that, I think once it becomes clear that the greening has started in earnest, I think the corporate world will sponsor us to actually green other areas in Kumasi to bring it up to the standard that it's required. It's basically flowery plants and some trees. The trees are going to go on the shoulders, but in the median, because of the vehicular traffic, it will basically be short straps and then flowery ornamentals. Between February and June, we should be able to complete with the median.
That was the consultants of the Odium Asafo Interchange Median Beautification Project, Professor Ben Bamful.